Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, after Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to make a big seudah for all the tzaddikim. At the end of that meal, the honor of making the zimun over a cup of wine will be offered to Avraham Avinu. But Avraham's going to say, I can't do it. I had Yishmael as a son. It will then be offered to Yitzhak Avinu. But he will also refuse, saying he had Esav come from him. The Gemara continues, Yaakov will turn it down. Moshe Rabbeinu will turn it down. Yehoshua ben Nun will turn it down. Until finally, when it gets to David HaMelech, he will accept and make the Zimun, like it says, Kos Yeshuot Esa Ubshem Hashem Ekra. I saw, quoted from the Sefer HaEmunah VaBitachon, a question. David HaMelech also had Avshalom and Adoniyahu come from him. Why will he accept that cup more willingly than any of the other tzaddikim there? The Sefer explained, at that meal, it is going to be revealed how everything that ever transpired was absolutely pure goodness. The most trying times will be shown to be manifestations of Hashem's unending love and mercy for us. Our avot were praised by Hashem for never questioning Him under any circumstance they were put through, no matter how great the challenge was. But there is something in this area that David HaMelech excelled in even more than the avot. He did not only accept that whatever Hashem was doing was for his best and not question it. He was even able to sing to Hashem with joy during those difficult times as well. The source in the Gemara that a person is supposed to make a beracha and thank Hashem for the bad, the same way he does for the good, is from David HaMelech. The Gemara brings the pasuk, Kos Yeshuot Esa Ubshem Hashem Ekra. When David received salvation, he praised Hashem. And it also says, Sara v'yagon emsa ubshem Hashem ekra. When trials and tribulations befell him, he also called out to Hashem with the same praise. It doesn't say there, ubshem Elokim ekra. He didn't call out with Hashem's name of judgment, Elokim. He used the same shem of Yudke Vavke and was able to praise Hashem's mercy during his hardest times. When Avraham had to deal with Yishmael, the pasuk says, Vayera hadavar me'od be'ene Avraham. The situation distressed Avraham. At that time, he did not have a prophecy like Sarah did. When Yaakov was missing Yosef for 22 years, he was not zocher to have prophecy. Because to receive prophecy, a person has to be in the happiest frame of mind. When David HaMelech was running away from Absalom, his own son trying to kill him, he compiled a Mizmor Tehillim. That Mizmor, like the others, was written B'Nivu'ah, which means he was still able to be in the full state of joy, recognizing that even then, everything was being controlled by Hashem with absolute mercy and love. That ability to be happy during a challenge is what gave David HaMelech the zechut, and what will give David HaMelech the zechut to lead the zimun at that great seudah in the days of Mashiach. This is the quality that is going to be so praiseworthy in the future. It is incumbent upon us to do our best, to be happier during our times of challenge as well, to have happiness that stems from Emunah. We are a few days away from the holiday of Pesach, the holiday of Emunah, a holiday that we're going to appreciate, where we're going to appreciate how much Hashem does for us. Some people have enormous challenges that they are currently experiencing. Some have lost relatives, some are ill, some are struggling to stay afloat financially, and some are experiencing all of the above. If they could take chizuk from David HaMelech, who had the most difficult life. He said about himself, Kol mishbarecha vegalecha alai avaru. Any tragedy that anyone in history will ever go through, he said about himself that he already experienced. If instead of getting down, he sang Mizmore Tehillim to Hashem with joy, and he became the great David HaMelech as a result. He became the fourth leg of Hashem's divine chariot. The harder a person's challenge is, the greater he will become if he's able to accept it with emunah. We hope very soon the Mashiach will be here, and we will be present at that grand Seudah for the Sadiqim, where Hashem will explain how everything was for the best, including what we're going through now. But if we could believe it before it's revealed, that will make us the great people that we're capable of becoming. Have a great day.